Welcome back. I'm Richard Dugan, your host, and we are here talking with Beth McDonald, our AAA editor, and we are talking about the one-minute energy tune-up with Cristalia Marie. We're going to get back to her and her symbols, her power symbols for balanced energy, which you can achieve. Yes, you can achieve energy balance. Of course, I have to learn, Beth, to kind of slow down a little bit because it's like, okay, I could quite literally, not euphemistically, literally get my tongue tied up in my teeth and that'd be the end of this career.
Yes.
I'd be doing this on TV with sign language. But we were talking about symbols, and even sign language is a series of symbols. But let us talk about what's going on in the skies above us and in terms of energy fields and what have you, because that's kind of what we're dealing with today.
Yes, and this is the time of year where there's a big downshift, a big gear shift down into the lower gears. We're moving into the harvest season. The holiday of Lammas is on the 2nd, ironically the same day that the retrograde starts, and then Ramadan is also beginning right in there as well, and so it's very much a time to be more mindful of your energy field, of the energy of others, and making sure that you're connected and conscious.
And that's what I'd like to have us focus on is when we hit these phases, which we will hit time and time again over the course of the cycles that we go through, that Mercury in retrograde is, and this is how we kind of want to talk about it, it's an opportunity for each one of us to be more self-aware of what we're doing, how we're acting and reacting.
Yes, how others see us and how that's different from how we see ourselves and how, you know, connection to spirit is always the answer.
Okay. So we have, I'm always looking for patterns in things.
Yes.
As I was sharing with Cristalia as we were talking about her symbols, I mean, that's really what we're focusing on today. I was looking at a 1-year moon calendar. This is provided by one of these companies that provides us with features, Earth and Sky. And they start with the 12 months from left to right, but they start with the first across the top. And so the moons are at a diagonal going from January to December.
Wow.
And I noticed that the first 6 new moons, just based upon our calendar, are in the first early part of the month. And the last 6 or 7 moons, new moons, are in the last half of the last 6 months. And that the full moons diagonally go like from, let's say, the 17th or 18th of January up through 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, to around the 10th of December. I just noticed that pattern, that diagonal pattern, based upon our current calendar. And so I'm wondering, are we headed towards any one of these moons? You said the 2nd was sort of the beginning of harvest, if you will. Lammas?
Lammas. Yes. There is a new moon on Saturday, the 30th. Well, today, actually.
Right.
Saturday the
30th. The
30th, today,
yeah.
There's a new moon, and that kind of kicks things off. You know, Lammas is the pagan Celtic holiday that celebrated the first fruits of the harvest. And so, you know, the new moons are new beginnings.
Right.
And harvest is a closure of sorts, but it's also a beginning of other sorts. Whenever we're harvesting, you know, we're also realizing, okay, this came in really well. Like for us, it's always zucchini and yellow squash. We got a ton of that, you know, but some of the other things that we like didn't come in as well.
Right, right.
And in agrarian cultures where you were storing for the future, this was a time of assessment where you really had to say, okay, the stuff we got is great, awesome, thank you, God. And then the stuff that we think we're going to need to get us through the winter, we need to start assessing and planning for that.
Right. So it's a new part of the cycle.
It's a new part of a new cycle.
To sustain life through the dark winter period of the year, the winter, as we then come back around the cycle into spring. So, all right. Well, we have retrograde coming. We have a new moon coming today. And then we have the Lammas coming up on the 2nd of August.
Yes.
And we will be talking to you again next Saturday.
Awesome.
And we encourage people to go to BethMcDonaldConsulting.com, which they can get to quite easily now.
From your website.
From my
Thank
website. You.
You
see the banner there, and the left
Beautiful.
Side, you click on it, and it is to your website, Beth McDonald Consulting. The right side of the banner takes you to a page on our website, RichardDugan.com, where you can listen to these reports. And as I was sharing at the beginning of the program, Beth, people can sort of take a listen and say, okay, well, how was my life based upon what she was talking about? What was I going through then? And sort of track how you traveled through the days, weeks, and months.
Awesome.
Interesting thing to do. Beth, thank you so much, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Richard.
You bet. I'm Richard Dugan. This is Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World, and we encourage you to stay with us.